You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. Kun Cassius, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Fight Camp. Sooner or later, people are going to have to start giving you a little bit of credit.
It would be nice if you could start, but we'll see. No, Leawood's the one that went in there. Leawood's got the job done, achieved a childhood dream, the second man to win a world title from Nottingham, so buzzing.
I said to you 2 days ago that despite you being involved with the likes of Taylor, Fury, Saunders, McGregor, this would be, in my opinion, if you were to pull this off, your best win. You have pulled it off. So do you agree with that statement?
They're all individual, you know. Each Josh, undisputed, Billy Joe, 2-8 world champion. I worked with him when although I wasn't his head coach, I worked with him when he first won his world title. Obviously Tyson, along his comeback, against all odds, when no one thought he'd be able to actually make a comeback to do what he did. So it's all individual, and obviously Devin, he had his biggest fight against Linares and a great performance.
Taking credit for that as well, yeah?
Taking credit for it, but played a part. They're all individual wins, that, and obviously Leawood tonight, that I don't sort of put them in one thing. I just sort of, that's almost Leawood's pocket, that's his pocket, that's his pocket. So, yeah, just buzzing for them to achieve their goals.
We are waiting for Leawood to come back through, but in the meantime, obviously we know this is a team effort as well, so I hand the mic to you. If you could bring in some of your team members and kind of explain their role and et cetera, et cetera. There he comes. I'll give you the mic. Yeah, can you do this? So when you're talking, you hold it here. When they're talking, hold it there.
Is it that difficult?
Well, it was for you earlier on.
Interesting. I'd like to introduce the Barry Smith, the Poplar Bomber. Halfway through the fight tonight, Barry said, "He looks like Mayweather." Can you talk to us about the resemblance and why Mayweather popped into your head tonight?
Well, if you look at it rightly, first of all, Ben, I don't do interviews, but tonight I'm going to make an exception, Cougars, yeah? Nah. Well, he was like the little faint to the body, the little stab downstairs, yeah? Sorry. So the little faint, oh. The little stab. Oh. Yeah. Oh. The little walk off, the little coat, the sharp feints, and the pings.
Beautiful.
Absolutely quality.
Beautiful. Next up in line, we've got Lee Wiley. What was your thoughts on tonight's fight? How would you summarise tonight's fight?
I'm a little bit camera shy, so I'm going to keep this short and sweet. That's how you handle a volume puncher.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Like it. And we got the boys here. How do you know Lee Wood?
Lee Wood. He's played knock a door run straight across the road. He's, yeah? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's it. So how did you end up here tonight?
I've known him all my life, to be honest.
You just turned up at the gate and was like, Lee, yeah, Lee. Do you remember me? So you're a hanger-on then, is that what you mean?
Right, that's it, right, leech.
How do you know Lee?
Just we used to box amateur together back when we was younger. Obviously, he was a lot better at it than what I am. Obviously, he was a lot better at it than I was. But he deserved it tonight. He boxed amazing. More than to you guys as well.
Thank you very much, boys. Thank you very much. So there we have it. Leawood versus Kanzu. Leawood, the new WBA featherweight champion of the world. Over and out.
Well, you ain't going nowhere because I'm going to finish the rest of this interview. When we spoke before, we questioned kind of what... Oh, here he is. Do you want to... Look, bring him in. Yeah, go on. Bring him in.
Woo! Here we have the new WBA featherweight champion of the world, Lee. Can you summarise your feelings right now?
I can't wait to get a pizza, you know. I can't wait.
How did you feel when the final bell went with a stoppage in the 12th round?
I felt like I was ahead. I felt like I was winning comfortable.
What was your emotions?
It was the icing on the cake, and it's been a long road, you know. I started off in small hall, Clifton Leisure Centre in Nottingham. Never got signed by a promoter. Done it the hard way. It's been a long road. I didn't even win a major title until I was 30. I'm now 33, British Commonwealth, WBA European, WBA World Champion, and... over to you. And you. And Lee.
You.
I just want to thank
Fuck it, all of you.
It's a team effort. It's definitely a team effort. But I knew I was going to do it, no matter what. I was in there, my soul was coming off my boot warming up. I banged the pad, the order, bust my hand, and I thought, it doesn't matter. I'm going to rip it off no matter what. I've come too far. Too much has happened. It's my night, and that's it.
Stick to your job. First of all, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to? You going to sing or what? You going to sing or what?
Let's go, with
go on in. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lee. Happy birthday to you.
Hey! Hip, hip.
Hey! Hip, hip.
25. Lee, come in a second. Well, obviously, I can't top his interviewing skills, but first of all, congratulations. I was stood with your mother and auntie, who were rather vocal tonight. I know you went straight to them after your win. Emotional?
Yeah, very emotional. You know, when you walk into a gym and you're 10 years old, and you know you set your dreams high. You don't want to set them there. You set them there, you finish about there. You set them there, you finish about there. I've set mine there, and I've got to there. Now I'm trying to look up a little bit higher and you know, see what else I can do.
And what else can you do? Everyone's curious.
There's some big fights out there. No matter what you do, there's always someone saying something. It's a regular title. Let's fight for the super title. Let's unify. Gala Dickens next week. Navarrete's got the WBO. There's some amazing fights out there for me. I've proved my level tonight, I believe. There'll still be critics and say, oh, he's not this, he's not that. But I've got all the messages from before. Oh, he's going to get stopped. He's dead. He's this, he's that. He's not going to deal with his 50,000 punches around. But no, look, it was tough. He was a good fighter. But tonight I was better. Ben and Lee and everyone got the game plan right for myself. Only had 6 weeks notice as well. So I can do better than that. I want to set my standards higher. And I want to be in the best fights and the most challenging fights I can, as I've just turned 33. I've got time, but I want to make the most of it as well.
We spoke about this probably 3 days ago. You revealed some of the kind of messages you've been getting, that you basically had no chance in the fight.
Yeah,
is this the truth?
Them guys. Thank you. I've got them all.
You wanted to tell them.
When I'm sitting on my bed in my hotel room, and I quickly look on them and I flick through, I think, I'm going to come back to that one. Oh, yep, I'm going to come back to that one. But you know, now, like I said, when is enough? And to those guys that doubt me and send me the messages, thank you, because that's just fuel. That's fuel for myself. I thrive off it, and hopefully they'll send them for my next fight.
I think it's important for people to appreciate the task that was ahead of you in Zoukan tonight, because he was billed as the monster, etc., which he is.
If you let him, he is. Yeah. If you let him, he is, and that's down to the tactics. Before, like, going into the Dickens fight even, I didn't have a game plan. I just rocked him and thought, I'm good enough. And that's basically a bad attitude. You need to have a game plan no matter who you're fighting, because that's what wins fights. You need to know what you're doing and go out there and execute it. And I've learned that. And Ben and Lee Wiley have shown me time and time again. My last fight, same again. On fight week, I'm drilling it every day. I'm thinking, I just want to rest. It's fight week. But I'm in the gym. Last night, I was in the gym, drilling it. Get a text message, 50 paragraphs long. Read this 50 times, because you need to know what you're going to do. There's no excuses for going out there and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So thank you to them guys as well. Massive part to play.
Lee, you were clearly ahead on, I'd say, 99% of people's cards, but to get the stoppage in the last round, just a bit of icing on the cake for you.
I only got it because it's my birthday. And I thought, you know what? This isn't going to happen again. And every year I'm going to be reminded of this. Now, look, like I said, everyone said, how'd you see it going? I said, it's down to him. Because I know I'm going to be landing clean shots, and I know I can land them for 12 rounds. So it's down to him how long the fight lasts. He's going to keep taking them, and the accumulation got to him, I think. You know, I caught him with bigger shots earlier on. But like I said, accumulation, round after round after round. The shot I landed in the last round wasn't as big as the other ones, but the other ones took the toll, and that's the one that got him out.
Reluctant to come in, but I do want to ask Dave Caldwell to step in, please, if you could. Just because everyone's had a word here, and I'd like you to have a word. Yeah, what can you say? Phenomenal.
I just want to say I'm really, really proud of him and all the boys, everybody, you know. They've done a fantastic, fantastic job.
I was 30 when I signed me, wasn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
So in 3 years, I've gone from not really many people knowing who I am to British, Commonwealth, WBA European, and WBA World Champion. It's not bad going. I picked up a defeat in there as well to try and knock me back, so... No, it's been great, and there's some bigger fights ahead now.
But you see, just that shows you what perseverance does. You know, that shows you is an advert, a poster boy for so many fighters out there. Not everybody gets the big build-up from scratch on big shows, on shows like this from scratch, you know, having unpicked opponents. He's had to do it the hard way, and he's had setbacks, and then he's had a setback, and then everybody writes him off and then just forgets about him, parks him there, and he's had to take his time to fight his way through. And this is what it's all about, you know. This is what comes with it, you know, perseverance. And sometimes making a change that scares you, that frightens you, and it can change your life for the better, and that's what he's done, you know. He's picked himself up, he's took himself off to Ben, to Lee, you know, he's had the same mates around him that he always had, he's got his same little team around him all that he's always had, and it's worked, and they've stuck with him, he's stuck with it, and he's believing himself, and he's, forget about the belt, everybody knows what Kanzu brought, everyone knows what Kanzu is, he's at the top table, he earned his place today at the top table with a brilliant performance.
Well, listen, you can. Your Sunday's going to be very good now, obviously.
I've only seen my kids in 6 weeks. It's just been on FaceTime all the time. I just want to squeeze my daughter and my lad, you know, and take him away. I'm going to take her to the caravan at Skeg. You know, I love Skeg. I used to went there as a kid a lot in the holidays. So I'm going to take him away to the caravan, and I can't wait to see him.
Just finally, what Dave's just said there about, listen, the belt looks good round you, but it's more than the belt for you. The name you've just put on your record is... You've got to give yourself credit.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's going back to what I just said a minute ago. There's a lot of 10-year-old kids walking into gyms, and then they'll be looking at that. Oh, I might even give them a reason to go to the gym. They might already be in the gym and say, you know what, I'm going to stick with this, because he's been through it. You know, I've had my ups and downs, but I stuck to it. I always believed in myself. And if I can do it, trust me, if I can do it, or the kids watching this, you can do it as well.
Great attitude to have. Have you got anything else you want to add before we finish?
No, I just want to down this and have a piss to get my tested and get some pizza down me, to be honest. I've done interview after interview after interview. I'm sure there's going to be a few more, but no, I'm not moaning anyway. I just want to get some pizza.
Congratulations. Sensational win tonight for you, Lee. And listen, go and have your pizza, whatever you need to do, and well done, mate.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for you.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.